Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
What do you do to possibly change that?
What can I do to possibly change that?
That's one of our favorite things about Jalen Johnson. The man thinks very clearly, takes his time before he answers the question. Sometimes that means he will restate the question to you after you ask it. Yesterday, Lawrence, he flat out asked you at one point to ask the question again so he could think about it. And he said that, remember? He said, could you ask that again so I could think about that a little bit?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Absolutely.
Because what you end up getting is a thoughtful answer. I think as far as the list of athletes that we've had to deal with, when it comes to you giving them a question and them being thoughtful, like the person I immediately think about is Paul Konerko. Paul Konerko, he really thought about your question.
Yeah.
And he would sometimes sit there for 5-10 seconds of silence to think about it and give you like the best answer. He didn't talk a ton, but when he did talk, I always loved listening to him.
I would say that both Cubs who have been regulars the past couple years, Ian Happ and Nico Horner, share some of that with Konerko in terms of really trying to be thoughtful and talk about it with you. And Jalen is definitely that. And the news of the day is Shane Waldron losing his job and Thomas Brown being the new guy. And we'll talk about that a lot the rest of the show. But this stuff that we had with Jalen yesterday, it was a conversation that eventually took a turn.
I think that inside the cabana, when he started talking about this, we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, wait a minute, there's a lot here. And it has to do with preparation, the concept of preparation. So if you missed it, don't go anywhere. Listen right here. This is Jalen Johnson talking about some of the issues of preparation that the Bears have throughout the week.
I mean, everybody has their, I would say, combination of sticking to what has gotten them to a certain point and then also kind of adjusting, figuring out what it is that we need to do. And I think even for the players, we need to vocalize more also too. It's like, okay, well, coach, I need more help with X, Y, Z, or whatever it is. Each position group, each person kind of has their own thing that they feel like, hey, I need to do this better. And quite honestly speaking, there's some things that you can do and some things that you're not going to be able to do throughout the duration of a practice. So, I mean, I feel like to a certain point, it's up to the coaches. And then to another point, it's up to that player to get those certain reps or get certain things or see certain looks that they want to get to be able to help them get over that hump to give them the best chance to execute on Sunday.
So are there people on this team that you know, some people work harder than others? It's just human 100%. Nature, right?
Yeah, it's not really even a question.
Yeah, it's just what happens. So how can you change that? What do you do to possibly change that if you can do anything as a player in that regard?
What can I do to possibly change that? Honestly, I've been fighting myself with this question for a long time because I've thought about it. I've been asked the question. And I think, honestly, for me, part of me says that there's nothing you can do. And a part of me says that there's something that you can do because I'm going to use your office, for example. I'm going to use you and Lawrence. So if you're used to getting extra or staying after your designated hours and you go over and you see how you can do something better and you work at it and you start getting results. And then Lauren sees you And he still, oh, just kind of lollygags, laughs, hey, all right, I'm going to see you later. And then he leaves. And it's like, you do that for a long time and you see somebody see you getting work. And it's like, at some point, you kind of, hey, whatever, you want to work out? Yeah. And then some guys will leave or he'll ask you, hey, what is it that you do? And you'll tell him. And then he doesn't do it. So it's like, at a certain point, it's like, you kind of think in your head, like, maybe he just don't give a damn how I give a damn. And it's like, at the end of the day, that's okay. But how can you, you can't necessarily change somebody's want to or hunger to do something, to be uncomfortable. I mean, there's times where he can be, oh, well, I got to pick my daughter from school. It's like, yeah, you got to pick your daughter from school. But sometimes, man, you got to ask somebody else to pick your daughter from school so you can get this dang work. So our radio show can be the best that it can be. But I feel like it's oftentimes there's always a rhyme or reason or something better to do. And those opportunities are being taken. And then it's, oh, well, we all want to win. No, we all don't want to win at the same level. Like, you don't, we all don't want to grow this radio show at the same level because clearly there's not a level of application that has been going on. So, I mean, it's, you can tell somebody to do it. I mean, like they say, you take the horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. At the end of the day, we got to have a lot of guys that are thirsty. And I feel like there's definitely an area of improvement for everybody, players, coaches. I mean, everybody involved is a level of hunger and thirst to be able to truly get the job done.
We gave him an analogy yesterday, or an allegory, as you referred to it yesterday, and he saw his opportunity to speak some very simple truths about his workplace.
What I love about the beginning of that is him talking about not practice overall, but the idea of the specifics. And you know, I kind of think about him working with, you remember in Hard Knocks where Roma Dunze is talking to Jalen about his footwork on his get off?
It's after a practice and they are, Rome is running like option routes on Jalen and they're talking about what Jalen reads of a wide receiver and Rome is talking about what he's trying to do and they're helping each other get better. That was an iron sharpens iron moment.
And like the specifics of, what's your technique? Are you doing all of those things? Like, because that's where I'm stuck. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday. If you're practicing the wrong thing, but you're practicing it 1,000 times, sure, you're practicing hard, but you're not practicing smart. And you're not doing the things that are going to make you better. You're just kind of continuing doing the wrong stuff without taking on the coaching or taking on the peer coaching that's going on to try and make you a better player.
Practice makes permanent, doesn't make perfect. That's exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, how many times have you seen it where you see a guy like, you know, Shane and I obviously play softball together.
At a very high level.
I mean, pretty high. But like not getting your footwork together while you're fielding a ground ball. Like, and what that, if you're not used to it, it can look bad.
And I love that you're taking it to an offensive player working with Jalen, because this is how they practice. So when people hear that, there might be some that are like, well, is he talking about some defensive players? He could very well be talking about offensive skill players that he goes against. He could, it could be a lot of different things.
Well, he in our conversation, and it's worth going back to listen to all of it, but on the show podcast, you can check it out. He also talked about how he felt like defensively, you know, they made some mistakes against New England and there were some gap integrity issues. Mm-hmm. And this defense, just from what I know of it, of covering a similar but not the same defense, is if one guy gets out of his gap, like the immediate thing that a teammate, like I think someone who is being a good teammate would go,
hey, man,
he's out of his gap. I got to go cover his gap. Now your gap is uncovered.
Now you're expecting somebody else to go cover yours.
Now someone has to cover your gap. And it becomes the domino effect of there is a big hole somewhere in your defense most of the time when you do that, and you can end up giving up a big play because of it. We've seen it. We saw a little bit of it in the Arizona game when it happened. We saw a little bit of it in the Washington game early on, where players are getting washed out of plays because they're in the wrong spot. Guys that are supposed to have outside contain are peeking inside, and they're getting, look, one of the things that New England, we haven't gotten to this, and maybe we'll do it before we turn the page tomorrow. One of the things that New England said that they saw on film about the Bears was Tyreek Stevenson specifically cheats and peeks inside on plays. And so they knew that with a little bit of eye manipulation, they could freeze him on some of those plays.
Hey, they scored a touchdown on a play just like that, didn't they, Lawrence? Scored a touchdown on Tyreek Stevenson on a play exactly like that.
They sure did.
Can I make a point on how the offense could play into this from Jalen's perspective? There's a great thread that I'll share, and it's something I want to discuss with you about how Shane Waldron, according to this particular analyst, has been using the wide receivers wrong. DJ Moore in the wrong role. Roma Dunze in the wrong role. Keenan Allen sometimes in the wrong role in terms of X and Y and patterns that they should be running, and depth of target plays into it and all of this. If you're being told to practice the wrong thing and still not necessarily practicing it hard or not caring as much as another guy.
Does it change your point of view when you know it's wrong?
Exactly. And that's how bad coaching can demoralize an effort, and then the bad effort can compound the bad coaching, and you end up with an offense that has 27 points in 3 weeks. You know? So Jalen speaking truth to players' work ethics leads us to try and figure out which players they are, and it doesn't take long to look on either side of the ball to find some possible options.
I know that with the Shane Waldron firing, is it feels like there's been something that's been done here. I also just think that it's important to – I'm glad we brought the Jalen back, because it's important – look, there's a lot of problems with the Bears.
Not just the coaching.
But the Waldron thing was huge.
Yeah, but the coaching can lead to a lot of them, though.
One of the guys that was on this whole thing early on was Dave Softy Mahler. He is going to join us because he had all of this stuff down on Shane Waldron. Don't go anywhere. He gets to take a victory lap next.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Score.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.